afternoon, friends, from the main auditorium of the Mount Ariad Baptist Church, the Church for God and Humanity, located at the corner of 21st and Davis Streets in Jacksonville, Florida. Reverend Dallas J. Graham, pastor, is presenting Prayer Meeting Time.
Wouldn't it be a fine thing? Oh, I think so. If we've stopped begging God so much, praise Him a little more. You know, instead of pleading, God bless me, and making such a weary fuss, how much better off we'd be if we would smile a while and say, I thank you, God, for blessing us today. You know, instead of begging and for God to give me and mind the things which are our hearts crave, how much happier we'd be if we would laugh with life and say, we thank you, God.
To reward me on that great judgment. Sun through the water, yeah.
I find that in this life, there's a little something that we're going to have to use and understand a little more. And that is belief. We need to believe. A positive belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then if we believe, it will prompt action to come to Jesus. He's the only one that can help us in all of our help. Physical help is gone. I thank God that I have a privilege that I too may come to Him. Yes, without money, without friends, it makes no difference as to how I look. See, I have that privilege. Thank God for a privilege to come to Him. Not at some well distant future, no, but here and now. It's a mighty fine thing to come to Him. Listen to this. An invitation to come. Just before this prayer meeting time, we're going to sing this. You too can join in with us wherever you are. If you can't sing, just think on it, won't you? As you come, bring all your troubles along with you, but bring your heart along first. God bless you. Gather around, won't you please? Help us as we sing. God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. You know something? Jesus will give us rest from our burdens if we'll only believe and trust him. How many worried and anxious people we meet today? How many neurotics? Finally, it seems as though that everyone, they have some kind of complaint, some kind of trouble. You know, a few days ago, I spent a night at an old farmhouse that I have down near Fernandina. I was there alone. And sometimes I'd wake up in the night and hear strange noises. In fact, I soon found that I could have any noise that I want made to order. All I had to do was to think of any kind of enemy, and at once it seemed as though I could hear footsteps of that enemy. There are those of us who live their whole lives in this fashion. They're constantly dogged by nagging fears. But it need not be so. It is our privilege to sing with the psalmist, God is our refuge, our strength, present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. God is our refuge. Let us pray. Bow your heads with us, won't you? Oh God, thy love unite men in brotherhood and common purpose. In love for thee, we would draw closer to all races and creeds. Give us a solution to the problems that we face, and may we join together and seek for truth and light. Oh God, we love our friends. Bless them. Thou hast first loved us. We realize that we are one in thee. And as we prepare for service in days that are to come, may we do our part to banish war, strife, and hate. May we settle our differences with calmness and love. May we strengthen each other for the tasks that lie ahead and for the dreary days that must come. Bless our city, our state. Bless our country. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be an example for others. But we cannot unless thy love take its abode in our hearts. Help us, Heavenly Father, to believe more on thee, and give us a faith that will not shrink and a peace that will pass all understanding. In thy Son Jesus we humbly ask. Amen.
is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Call him up. Just call him up. When you're bad, just call him up. When you're sad, just call him up. Is on the main line. That's telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Gentlemen, you have been listening to Prayer Meeting Time, presented to you by the Mount Airyad Baptist Church, the Church for God and Humanity, located at the corner of 21st and Davis Streets in Jacksonville, Florida. Reverend Dallas J. Graham, Pastor. The music for the program this afternoon was furnished by the female chorus, with arrangements by Mrs. Hazel Gross, assisted by Mr. Matthew McCoy and Mr. Columbus Smith. We invite you to tune in again next Sunday, same time, same place on your radio dial, when Mount Airyad again will present Prayer Meeting Time. Come and worship with us tonight at 6:30. Everyone's welcome. Goodbye, and may God bless you.
Stay here and cool off, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how do you expect to cool off?
Oh, stay out in the shade and from one place to another around here.
Well, what time are you going to cook?
Oh, that's out of the question. You know I don't cook.
Yeah. Well, I think you ought to cook today because you look well rested. You don't have a nice vacation.
I rested, but not enough to cook.
Well, you talk like you don't like to cook.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't even like to eat if I got to cook.
Well, you won't learn no younger.
Well, I won't learn then.
Yeah. Well, I think every woman ought to love to cook.
Well, maybe they should, but I'm one of those that don't.
Well, that's part of their living, you know, woman cooking.
Well, I won't live then.
Well, if you don't eat, you'll sure die.
Well, somebody will cook for me.
Well, okay. We'll let you go ahead and cool off and see how you feel about cooking after you get cool off.
Okay, then. Maybe I'll feel better.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.